Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
I'm really picking at myself for that.
And Chad P.
I don't want to give my name. Oh, I want to watch TV.
See?
I want a glass of milk.
I want SpongeBob.
I want some candy.
I'm going to throw a fit if he's touching me.
Class is in.
Rock School has entered the terrible twos. My name is Joe Burns, and I am a professor on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, where I'm a teacher. The kid sitting next to me is...
I don't want to give my name.
Oh,
I want to
see?
Watch TV.
See?
I want a glass of milk.
I want SpongeBob.
I want some candy.
I'm going to throw a fit if he's touching me. Welcome to the terrible twos. Yeah, my daughter is in them. My son never went through them, but my daughter is in them.
We just exited them.
Oh, this is awesome. The two-year anniversary, 104 shows.
104 times we've entered this room and spit out one of these shows.
Yeah.
It's a wonder that we're not at each other's throat. Oh, wait, we are.
Yeah, it's bad afterwards. It really is. We have to have separate dressing rooms, and we're kind of like the police. We put out good shows, but afterwards it gets really
bad. Don't stand so close to me.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. This show, just as our one-year show was a topic offered by a listener, this two-year anniversary show is also a topic offered by a listener.
What is it?
We're calling this Horn Rock.
What?
This is a series of songs that are by groups that are based around horns.
Oh, the brass!
Yeah, horn sections.
Hey.
Now, when I was younger and I played guitar, my father didn't consider guitar a real instrument. Because I played, you know, Van Halen, Rush, that kind of stuff, Led Zeppelin. So he and my mother forced me to play saxophone and, for some reason, tuba.
Wow.
They wanted me in bands and jazz bands and such.
I never knew that you played wind instruments.
I don't play them very well anymore. I was okay at the time, but I know a little bit about it. So thank you so much to Dr. William Parkinson, Associate Professor of Physical Chemistry. God, that even sounds hard.
Wow.
It really does. Bill Parkinson is a listener to the show, and he suggested last year that we do this, and I said, do you mind if we hang on to this topic until the two-year anniversary? And he said, nah, go ahead.
So you've been stringing this poor guy along for 365 days?
I wonder if he's still listening. This two-year anniversary will be all about bands that have large horn sections. And by the way, I mentioned the saxophone. We're not going to play a band that has just a saxophonist.
Okay.
That's not a big enough horn section. We want bands that have large, at least two person horn sections.
So a section, not a player, but a section.
As a matter of fact, most of the things we're going to play, most of the groups we're going to play, have 3, 4, 5, 6, and in some cases, you know, multiple horns, 15 person horn sections.
Cool.
So we have some very large sections here, not just a saxophone. As a matter of fact, I decided to make that a topic in and of itself.
Oh.
Great saxophone solos. But for today, horns. We begin with Get It On by Bill Chase. Bill Chase and the band Chase in early 1971 put out the album Chase, and they had a monster hit. Bill Chase himself is a trumpeteer. The vocals are done by a guy named Terry Richards. And if you want to hear a pumping band with a pumping horn section, this is a good one to start it. For you, Bill, thank you, Bill Parkinson. His idea, 2 years on the air. And by the way, thank you for putting up with me.
Same here.
Horns today, Rock School. How about that, huh? does that pump?
I can see a 1980s sitcom starting off with some kind of music like that.
And I shall see the Keaton family next week. Bill Chase actually died. He was one of those. We did a piece not too long ago in February where we talked about all these people who died in plane crashes. We called it Falling Stars. Bill Chase died in a plane crash. He was on his route, en route to Jackson, Mississippi, died at the age of 39. Aww. I ran into a website that talked about horn sections, and I want to do a little bit from that. If you have two horns, generally, it's a trumpet and a sax.
Okay.
The trumpet itself is the power, makes the horn section heard.
Right.
The sax often doubles it an octave below.
Okay.
The sax and trombone can make for lowered pitch lines that are not as obtrusive when the trumpet is involved. Three horns, generally, when you think three horns, you want to think these kind of bands. Cool and the Gang, the Commodores, the Ohio Players, and of course, Chicago.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with three horns, you're thinking normally of a trumpet, a sax, and a trombone.
Okay.
Or a trumpet and two saxophones. And there's other combinations, but we'll talk about other groupings of horns.
Okay.
Let's go to Canada. There's a group called Lighthouse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One Fine Morning was their big one from 1970. This actually is a four-horn group. And we'll talk about what a four-horn group normally consists of. This is a trumpet. A flugel.
What?
You ever heard of a flugelhorn?
No.
It looks like a pregnant trumpet. It's kind of big.
Yeah, okay.
Chuck Mangione, he had a song called Feels So Good.
Mm-hmm.
He played a flugelhorn.
Flugel.
So a trumpet, a flugel, an alto sax, and a trombone.
Okay.
Lighthouse. One Fine Morning as we do horn rock on Rock School. Crescendo at the end when you
hear
that band.
How much air do you need in your lungs to produce long sounds like that?
You know, when I was playing tuba, I smoked. Yeah,
and
it didn't smell good inside the tuba.
Oh.
I want to move along to something that happened in the late 90s. And by the way, this is our two-year anniversary.
Yes.
And thanks once again to Bill Parkinson for giving us this idea. Horn rock. We're dealing just with bands that have large horn sections today. And in the late 90s, I know you remember this. Obviously, you were around for it. But do you remember when swing music came back?
Yes.
There was, a large movement where girls began wearing poodle skirts again and guys were pulling their hair back with gel.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Back to Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Now, I brought along a Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Did you?
And we had them queued up, and I turned to you with, 30 seconds to go, and I said, let me change song on you. So we'll play the Cherry Poppin' Daddies next, but they were around first. This guy, however, probably had the largest success in that late 90s swing revival, and that was the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
He brought back now two forms of music, one rockabilly with the Stray Cats, and now swing music with the Brian Setzer Orchestra. I swear, if he ever said, I want to do punk country, you'd have to listen, because he's brought back two kinds of music. So he had a full band. He based his orchestra on Count Basie's band. Listen to what's, if you go see him, this is what you're looking at.
Okay.
He plays a guitar, right? Yeah. Then there is a bass, a set of drums, and a piano.
Okay.
Then trumpet, 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 trumpet. Four.
Four trumpets.
Trombone, 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 trombone.
Four trombones.
Four trombones.
That's eight horns.
Alto sax, tenor sax, tenor sax.
That's 12.
And a baritone sax.
13 horns.
Right? And you've got what's known as a multi-instrumentalist, who is a saxophone player that can also play a clarinet, and you have to have someone that can play on top of that a flute. There's the run. That's what Count Basie's orchestra looks like.
Man.
And you would think with that that you would have a nonstop wall of sound. And you do. Here's Brian Setzer. This is from 1994's The Brian Setzer Orchestra. I'm a good rockin' daddy on Rock School.
Is it absolutely necessary to put either the word daddy or cat into any type of swing song? Doesn't matter what song it is. You got to have daddy or cat.
Now, how do you tour and make money with a band that size? Every one of them has to be fed. Every one of them has to have a hotel room. Every one of them has to have, you know, a microphone. So the setup has to be amazing. How do you make money?
With a horn section that big, I'm thinking you need a couple of oxygen tanks, too.
How do you make any money? Because, you know, a three-person band plus the roadies and such, you can probably cash out.
Yep.
How do you even do something like that? I would think you'd have to have the audience come to you. you'd have to go to only major cities. You'd go to a Chicago, a Los Angeles, a Dallas, and you'd do seven shows instead of one and gone. Mm-hmm. That would be really rough. Now, you mentioned Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Uh-huh.
They are also a swing band, but a much smaller size.
Right.
And we'll do one from them when we come back.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break. Hello, KLSU Tiger Radio and Baton Rouge. Thank you so much, everyone, for running Rock School.
And, of course, iTunes. You can always get us on iTunes. 1 minute, back with more horns on Rock School. Rock School, good listeners, our two-year anniversary, 104 shows. We're in the terrible twos. We are dealing with horn rock, a topic that was given to us by Bill Parkinson, associate professor, physical chemistry. Wow. Does that sound difficult?
How many years of school you think he went to?
Many.
Many.
Many. The Cherry Pop and Daddies, they are out of Oregon, and when the late 90s swing revival came around, I'm sure that Steve Perry, yes, the lead singer's name is Steve Perry, not that Steve Perry, but
no.
I'm sure, yeah, the lead singer, Steve Perry, probably looked around and went, revival? What revival? I've been doing this for like 15 years. When Zoot Suit Riot came out, the album, a lot of people thought, wow, this is a great thing. It was the greatest hits. They had already put out three albums of swing music. What they did was take the best of those three albums, put them together, and called it the Zoot Suit Riot. So if you bought that album when it came out, that was basically a greatest hits of the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Wasn't anything new, but it was new to the people that had only heard it for the first time.
That's right, and these guys do it better than most. Four-part horn section, one of my favorites. This is called Come Back to Me from the album Zoot Suit Riot on Rock School.
Go, Flash.
Go, Flash. That's Flash Medallion on drums. Hear my voice. If you don't bring it back, I'm gonna get it anyhow. Bring it on back. Bring it on back. Bring it on back. Bring it on back.
I think it's impossible to wear out a CD, but I tried with that Cherry Pop and Daddy's album. I tried.
I want to take my wife. I want so badly to take my wife to one of these like Las Vegas lounges where this stuff is just like the norm. I would love to sit in one of these lounges and sip on a martini and just listen to this stuff all night.
I saw Brian Setzer live on the Penn State campus,
mm-hmm.
as in Pennsylvania State University.
Mm-hmm.
The people who taught dance,
yeah.
2 hours before the concert, they taught swing dancing.
Nice.
Honest to goodness, my wife and I went out there and they taught us swing dancing. And in the gym where he played,
mm-hmm.
we actually swing danced.
That's awesome.
Whatever you call it. We danced while he played. It
That's
was
awesome.
Fantastic.
It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and I ran out of breath and sat and watched the... Wow, I'm old. The next song we're going to play, I defy you to say you don't like it. I don't care. Member of the Hell's Angels, do you like Build Me Up Buttercup?
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid I like Build Me Up Buttercup.
You asked me which one. Hey, this one or Build Me Up Buttercup? Build Me Up Buttercup.
That's right. It was a big hit for the Foundations, but a new generation was introduced to it with the ending credits to There's Something About Mary.
That's right.
I don't care how tough you are.
Okay.
I like Build Me Up Buttercup. Here are the Foundations. Rock School. Overwhelming desire to send my wife flowers.
You should.
I want to send your wife flowers too.
Sure.
I'll send her for you.
Why not?
This is Rock School. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I am Chad P.
This is our 2-year anniversary, 104 shows, and we are doing horn rock, bands that have large horn sections to them, not just a saxophone. That's going to be a show in and of itself, and thanks to Bill Parkinson for giving us the idea.
Yes.
Let us do 7 days in 70 seconds. Oh, you do have a music bed.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Mirsalu.
That's right.
This is Monday, May 4th. May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, stop it.
I know. All the way through Sunday, May 10th. Monday, Mr. Chad.
Yes, sir. Monday, May 4th in 1957, Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Review debuted on ABC television.
Fantastic. May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo in 1968, Buffalo Springfield disbands after a final gig at Long Beach Arena in California.
On Wednesday, May 6th in 2007, at a small town radio station in Hammond, Louisiana, a radio show called Rock School was born.
Was it really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fantastic. I had no idea. We haven't been announcing that for
Not
the last
at all.
2 years. Yeah. On this day, May 7th, 1955, Rock Around the Clock, originally released in 1954, is re-released by Bill Haley and the Comets, shoots to number one.
May 8th, 1993, Get a Grip, Aerosmith's 11th studio album, debuted at number one. You remember the cover art? It was the cow with the ring in its udder.
Right, and people got upset.
That's right.
Until the band said, look, it was done under local anesthesia. It's not real.
It's not real at all.
May 9th, back in 1962, the Beatles signed with EMI. And on May 10th, that's a Sunday now, but back in 2003, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler receives an honorary doctorate in music from Berklee College of Music. And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. We continue with bands that have large horn sections here on Rock School. Have you heard of the Tower of Power horns?
No.
Haven't you really?
No.
Look them up. This is something you'll actually have heard or you have heard inside of songs. The Tower of Power horns are part of the band, as you can probably guess, Tower of Power.
Wow.
They, the Tower of Power horns, the section, basically have turned themselves into guns for hire. They've played for Little Feat, the Monkees, Santana, Phil Collins, Rod Stewart, John Lee Hooker, Hart, Huey Lewis and the News, Spyro Gyra, Lyle Lovett, I'm just reading here, Poison Fish, Toto, Aerosmith.
Hmm.
Major people want these guys to play. They are that great of a horn section, but they've had hits on their own. This is from their third album in 1973, and it was their highest charting hit. This is the band, Tower of Power, including the Tower of Power horns. So very hard to do on Rock School.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad. So blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means just a me, what's getting bad?
cross I could never make.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Tower of Power. You did scare you a little bit there when they changed tempo
at
the end.
Yeah, it did. Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
It's a 2-year anniversary. You wouldn't take a chance on making any mistakes or anything, right?
What did I do?
What did you do?
I don't know.
What was the name of that song?
So Very Hard to Go.
Really? Sounded like you
what
said.
What did I call it?
You called
what
it so very hard to do.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
Really?
I mean, I looked at it.
Can you turn
the microphone
that, please?
No. Turned the microphone off and I said, what's the name of that song? And then you pointed on the playlist. So very hard to.
And now.
Pointed to the word go and
so
said,
you,
do.
So you decided to point it out now.
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Two years.
As we move along, I thought your job was to make me look good.
I just made you look
great. Wasn't that in the contract? Vehicle by the Ides of March. Originally the Shondells in Chicago, they decided to call themselves the Ides of March. Believe it or not,
there's a band called the Ides of March?
Yeah, really.
They decided to
call themselves that after a high school class on William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
Awesome.
As in Beware the
Ides of March.
There you go.
Which is the March 15th, right?
Yeah, right in the middle.
When I was a student disc jockey on this here radio station,
yes.
I got it mixed up with March 5th. And
Oops.
All day on March 5th, I went, and it's the Ides of March. And I had calls all day. You idiot.
Did you just tell me that so I'd feel better about the Tower of Power thing?
Did it work?
Yeah.
Good.
Actually, yeah.
I made you look good.
Vehicle was, at the time, the fastest selling single in Warner's history. But what's really interesting about it is you've never actually had to do recording and such on reel-to-reel tape,
no,
have you?
No.
You've always had these computers.
Yes.
It's rather difficult to inadvertently over-record a section of this thing I'm watching, this machine recording digitally.
Yeah.
On tape, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You could just mistakenly hit the record button.
Yeah.
The final tape, the final master tape of this had 14 seconds erased from the middle of it. As they were listening, apparently somebody leaned against the machine or touched it, and 14 seconds were chopped out of the middle. What they did, whoever was the engineer, went and grabbed sections from other parts of the song and rebuilt that 14 seconds in the middle.
Are you serious?
Oh, can you imagine how much this guy got his ring kissed? Ides of March, Vehicle, Rock School. I've listened and listened to hear where the cuts are.
Can't find it?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Must be a good engineer.
Oh, yeah. Whoever did that was a pro. We got time for one more before the break, and it's a funk song, and it's really good. You know when you talk about, I don't know that you did this. Did you ever have a changeover from vinyl to CD, or were you always buying CDs?
CDs.
Okay. When I had a changeover from vinyl to CD, I remember the first two CDs that I bought.
Okay.
The first one was Van Halen 2, and then the second that I bought was this album, the song that we're going to play here in just a minute. Let me go back to this website that I went to that talked about how many horns are in these horn bands. Four horns.
Okay.
A band that has four horns probably has a trumpet, a trombone, two saxes. Sometimes you'll get trumpet, alto sax, tenor sax, baritone sax. The group that we're going to play has the four.
Mm.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. I actually bought the album, The Way of the World. That was my second CD that I actually bought. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hey, how come the tuba's getting no love?
I don't know. I guess if you want, you can go get the VeggieTales thing. Earth, Wind, and Fire from That's the Way of the World won a Grammy for the R&B duo or group with vocal, and they did it with this song, Shining Star. Two trumpets, trombone, saxophone, but again, I can't stop thinking of Austin Power from Goldmember going back in time. Here you go. EWF, Rock School.
Shine that star for you to see. What your life can truly be. your life can truly be.
A little bit of echo.
Shining star for you to see.
None.
What your life can truly be.
Lovely. My wife saw them live. Her company sent everybody out to, I think, Vegas or something like that. And that night, their company hired that band, Earth, Wind & Fire, to come out and play.
Ah.
And she said they were unbelievable.
I bet.
The original singers were there and could still belt it out in the same key. And, I mean, were unbelievable.
Nice.
Fantastic. Five horns. What if you have five horns in your band? That's mostly, it says, on the rock or funk side of things. The most legendary five-horn section is that of the Tower of Power, which mm-hmm. we played earlier on today. Two trumpets, two tenor sax, and the very famous baritone saxophone. And we'll talk about some more groupings in a little bit.
Cool.
I think we have to take a break. Hello,
yes,
KSCL up there in Shreveport. You have this one here.
Oh, my turn.
That's you. That's you. Here, read this.
This is the part where I make a mistake.
That's right.
Salamanca, Spain, Radio Universidad, thank you so much. Thank you so much for running Rock School.
Our two-year anniversary, and we're still not very good at this.
No.
Huh? We'll be back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we do horn rock. Thank you to Bill Parkinson for giving us the idea. Hey, if you'd like to give us an idea, something that you'd like to hear on the show, we've gotten a whole lot of ideas lately. In fact, last week, a guy showed up with, what, four ideas in one email?
Yes.
Yeah, not bad. As a matter of fact, two of the ideas were ideas that I've already got and are in the works. Marshall amplifiers and... the other one escapes me. Do by all means give people the email address.
It's KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com, and we check it daily.
Yes, we do. We're going to do one by Sly and the Family Stone here. This song only has two horns in it. One is a tenor saxophone, and one is a trumpet. Now, quick question.
What?
When you think of somebody playing a tenor saxophone, do you think of a male or a female?
A man.
Okay. When you think of somebody playing a trumpet, do you think of a male or a female?
I usually think of a male saxophone player. I don't. The only time I think of a female playing a horn is a flute.
Is a flute?
Yeah.
Jerry Martin plays the tenor sax, and the trumpet, Cynthia Robertson.
Oh.
It's a woman playing the trumpet. I don't know why that seems interesting to me.
Hmm.
It just does. So dance to the music on Rock School. To the music. Did you hear the clarinet in there?
I did.
Jerry Martini plays not only the saxophone, but actually goes on to the clarinet as well.
Very
now,
nice.
I wonder what he does in concert. Does he put down the saxophone, pick up the clarinet, or is there something that actually holds the saxophone in place and he can play it, step away from it, come back? Because guitarists have this thing for acoustic guitar that it just holds it.
Yeah.
You can step up, play it, and step away. I wonder how you do that in concert.
I don't know.
What about a five-horn combination? This is what's known in the big band era as a tenor band.
Mm-hmm.
That's three tenor saxes, plus a trumpet, plus a trombone.
Okay.
Now, is there more? Yeah, there's a six-horn combination.
Jeez.
This is done both in jazz and pop music. Two trumpets, a trombone, alto sax, tenor, and bari sax, baritone saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
There was a number of larger bands in the 1920s that used two trumpets, a trombone, two alto saxes, one tenor sax. What are you trying to do? This group, originally put together by Al Cooper, but not a lot of people know the name Al Cooper out of this group. They probably know David Clayton Thomas. This is the guy that's the name, the voice, and wrote a lot of the big hit songs. Formed in 1967, and if you want, go on I hate to say the name, but Wikipedia, and look at all the names that were on it. In all, to this date, over 100 people have been in this group. 100 people. Blood, sweat, and tears. It's as if the group is a spinning wheel. Rock School.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money in ya.
Johnny so long
about,
at the
fair. Carnival.
Johnny so long at the fair. And
that's
out
right
it goes.
Up. $2 to ride the carousel.
Let me guess your weight. Blood, sweat, and tears. David Clayton Thomas out front, ladies and gentlemen. We got one more song to play as we wrap up our two-year anniversary. And a thank you one more time to Bill Parkinson for giving us the idea. Horn rock, we called it. Bands that have large horn sections on them. Rock bands, and we also did a little bit of swing in there for you, that 90s swing revival. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And we have to say goodbye because we only have one more song to play. We've done it for 2 years. You want to do two more years?
Sure.
Why not? This band is from 1967. One of the biggest selling bands of 1967. Huge hits. Don't You Care? Hey Baby. They're playing our song. Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Susan. The thing is, they got kind of forgotten about after 1967, didn't have any more hits past the year, and went away. The thing is, once you hear the songs, you think, oh, I remember them. The Buckinghams. One more to go. Kind of a drag as we finish up Horn Rocks. Thanks for listening. Class is dismissed.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you.